Robot or not?
I'm surprised you haven't thrown out the major from Ghost in the Shell.
Oh yeah. I wanted to talk about cyborgs and when do you cross? When does humanity cross from being a cyborg to being a robot? So the major in Ghost in the Shell is entirely mechanical, but her intelligence. And do we know, was her intelligence originally in a human being and then transferred? Okay.
Yep.
So it's, and the same would be true of, you know, there are lots of other stories like this. It's a human intelligence that's then poured into a computer, whether you're in the Matrix or you're Roger Corby in that original Star Trek episode, the What Are Little Girls Made Of, where they transfer his intelligence into an android, and he's got an android body, but he's supposedly, you know, it's him in there.
But that's not what happens in Ghost in the Shell. In Ghost in the Shell, they take your actual brain and put it inside the cyborg.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Because there's we see some brains.
And the brains are cybernetically enhanced. So it's not just your brain by itself.
Well, then there's still
meat sticking out of it.
There's still organic parts.
But that is your brain. That is the one part of your body that is still left over. So if you're a full conversion cyborg, you have a brain case where your brain from your human body is enhanced in various ways. Protected very well in a big steel case. That's why to kill these things off, they're always trying to crush the head, because you destroy the rest of the cyborg body, doesn't matter, no big deal. But if you squish the head, the little fleshy brain that's in there, which is you, is gone.
Right. So you can't just transfer yourself and upload yourself on the internet, because in the end, we can't replicate. We can enhance, but we can't replicate the human brain.
And I don't want to ruin the end of the first season of Ghost in the Shell Standalone Complex, which you should still watch, but this becomes a factor in the final episodes.
So not a robot. This is a cyborg,
not a robot. Not a robot, cyborg, yep. I mean, it's right in the name. Not that the name is always, you know, the name can be misleading, as we've seen, but these are cyborgs because, the only intelligent part is the human brain. And it is, you know, that human brain is enhanced. It's not just left as is with a bunch of wires sticking out of it. It is able to do things that regular human brains aren't able to do, but is also controlling this full cyborg body.
Robot or not.